This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. States evolve over time, just like people. California's identity has morphed over the years, from its Spanish, Mexican, and Native American roots, to the Gold Rush, to its image as a land of promise and of new ideas. Now, commentator and syndicated columnist Joe Matthews says California may be on the cusp of another fundamental change in its identity. He says the state is coming under fire from the federal government and from other parts of the country. And he says we have to decide if we want to create a bubble around ourselves or if we want to be an incubator for fostering and spreading new ideas. Case in point, the debate over whether California should be a sanctuary state. Joe explains in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
We're defending ourselves from Trump immigration policies, and that makes a lot of sense to California. We have a lot of people who are foreign born. They're part of our communities. We want to protect them. This argument in many law enforcement circles is a pretty powerful one, that they want people to be able to trust them, to deal with local police. I would also tend to argue that the federal government's immigration enforcement agency has a somewhat checkered record at best. So having sort of protection and sanctuary from that makes a lot of sense. But if we're the one state that's sort of a full sanctuary to that level, are we bubble-like? Are we isolated? Or should our goal be bigger, to create a sanctuary legislation that can travel and be adopted by other places?
Well, can't you say if we are a sanctuary state that we are setting an example of how this can work, that we can coexist, these communities can coexist peacefully?
I hope that's right. I do worry. The sanctuary state legislation is controversial within law enforcement. It's dividing us. And I think you're not going to get everyone on board for a policy like that. But I think it is interesting and deserves more attention, the fact that you're seeing big city law enforcement people, sheriffs, I think of our own sheriff here, Jim McDonnell, opposing it. You know, I understand his position. I understand that people who don't want to give him the freedom within his jails that he is seeking to deal with federal authorities. But I would argue that the folks in the legislature who believe in this bill should go back and try to. It would be great to get at least big city sheriffs on board, you know, into this bill, give them comfort so they could support it or not oppose it. And ultimately, you want to create a sanctuary thing that's not just a bubble that makes us very different than other places, but that, you know, is successful and works. And someone like Jim McDonnell, who's well-known in law enforcement around the country and is a pretty progressive person in law enforcement circles, can go and sort of sell it other places. I guess I'm making the same argument that Governor Brown and others made in this cap-and-trade legislation that just passed this week, extending cap-and-trade.
One of the state's sort of key elements in fighting climate change, this idea that you're going to limit greenhouse gas emissions, that if you pollute, you're going to have to sort of buy credits to allow you to do that.
Right. The idea there is clearly to be an incubator, to create a sort of market and model that can go and travel that other places can be part of. But there are all sorts of things added on to it, giveaways to different corporations and different sectors that offended a lot of people on the left and more environmental groups, some of whom opposed it. At the same time, you had people on the right mostly saying, we're a bubble here. We're creating a one state fight against climate change. Is this really going to travel? I mean, it's this question. I would argue building an incubator requires a sort of inclusion and a certain level of compromise. But that's hard to do when you want to build sort of a protective bubble against people in your country's government who are basically assaulting all your policies. If you want an example of how to build bubbles and not incubators, look at what the Attorney General of California, the new Attorney General, Javier Becerra, is doing.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, here he is sort of, a lot of people feel like he is holding up the standard for what California believes in, for inclusiveness, defending the state's core values. So why is he building a bubble?
Well, he's building legal constructs against the Trump administration, but he's also doing things like he's been expanding. One area I think is really hard to defend, it's pure bubble behavior. He's expanding this law that bans paid travel by state employees to states that have on the books discriminatory laws around sort of bathroom type bills, like the one in North Carolina that got so much attention. He's got up to 8 states he's added to it. You know, if we're an incubator, that's terrible, right? That's bubble behavior. We're walling ourselves off. We're not going to go. But if we have cultural values and ideas that we think are better than those states, why would we bar our representatives from going to such places? To the contrary, those are the places we should be reaching out and talking to with if we're incubators.
But you're saying we got to spread the gospel.
Right, right. Well, Becerra is a bubble machine. I mean, maybe that's his job. Lawyers make a lot of bubbles. They're not great at making partnerships and crossing wires. They like to keep things separate. But still, what is the point of having a state as big as California, as wealthy as California, as lucky as California, if it's not going to incubate? Is it really just supposed to be for itself?
Joe Matthews is a commentator and syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to Morning Edition.